Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hello, all you fans of Turnbuckle Turmoil. This is QT and JD Vokes, along with Sign Guy, with another episode of the Sign Guy segment. Our guest is Cammie O'Connor, and she is our TCW Irish Connection. And she has quite a bit to say about the women's division of TCW. Welcome, Cammie.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. Sign Guy, would you start the questioning of this talented wrestler?
Absolutely, QT. And thank you for being on, Miss O'Connor.
You're very welcome.
The first thing we'd like to ask of you is, how did you get started in professional wrestling?
Well, I've been watching like WWF at the time since I was like little, and I was actually talking to my friend, his dad. He's because I wanted to be a wrestler, and he actually knew one of the trainers, and so I went to the show back in August of last year, and he introduced me to the trainer, and that following month I started training, and I enjoyed it ever since. I still do.
When you started training, was it hard for you as a lady wrestler to really fit in there, or did you have other ladies that you could wrestle with?
I was kind of nervous at first because I didn't know what other people would think about it, actually a girl wrestler wrestling. So I wanted to do it anyway because I'm a big feminist. So I would, you know, go out there and show that, you know, girls can do pretty much anything that guys can. And I had actually a couple wrestlers that were there that I met. All we did was just, there was like four girls on like first training, and there was like one guy. It was pretty cool. I mean, with other girls, that was awesome. I felt more comfortable with the other girls wrestling as well.
How long did you have to train before you were actually in the ring in official matches for actual wrestling companies?
Well, I had to train for a couple months to get an actual match. It was like maybe 5 months. I mean, I didn't get an actual match, which is okay with me because you got to start with the basics. But my first like run-in was just something pretty simple. I didn't really need, you know, training on that. It was about maybe 5 to 6 months.
When you got into the actual wrestling aspect of it, what were some of the promotions that you were able to break in with initially?
It was TCW. I started off at SCW, and then I went to TCW, and then I wrestled once in PNPW down in Oregon. And now I got another Oregon show that wants to book me as well.
Well, obviously you're in high demand and you're moving up in your career. What would you say was the hardest thing about starting out once you were able to get on the shows and start taking bookings and making this something of a career?
The hardest thing is just, you know, just trying to get in and make time for wrestling, because I know I'm a pretty busy person with work and stuff like that, and I'm very sociable, so it's just getting, you know, time to find training, which I do manage, so it's all good on that part.
I'm sure that there's a lot of women wrestlers out there that you'd like to wrestle here in the Pacific Northwest. Who are some of the ones that you've not had a chance to be in the ring with just yet that could be in the future for Cammie O'Connor?
I would like to wrestle against Annie Richards. I think she'd be a pretty good opponent to wrestle against, and I haven't really wrestled one-on-one or in a tag match at all with her, and I think it would be really good to, you know, get at her as well.
I know that early on you also suffered a pretty serious injury to your wrist. Could you tell the fans what exactly happened and what the status is now for your injured wrist?
Yeah, I was fighting. It was at TCW, and I was fighting against Canadian's Casey Spinelli. And what happened was she did a move on me, and I didn't get my wrist out of the way in time, and it snapped, and my kind of snapped on the corner. Oh, the bone cracked into my joints, and the crack kind of almost went around. It was almost like a circle, but like a crack. And I was in a cast for, I don't know, about 3 months or so, not even that. It's actually doing pretty good right now. It still hurts every now and then because at my job I, you know, move the mouse a lot because I work at a call center, so it hurts every now and then, but it's getting really better now.
I'm sure all the fans are glad to hear that the wrist is healing up. Was it difficult to maintain training with the injured wrist? Were you able to do a more cardio to compensate for not being able to work out with your wrist, per se?
Yeah, I started to work out more. I mean, not as much because I couldn't really do anything with, you know, my right wrist. And, you know, but I did, like, squats and stuff like that, and I couldn't do push-ups with the wrist. So I was very limited what I could do with a broken wrist and in a cast. But, you know, eventually it got to where I can just do rolls in the ring with my cast on, and I can, like, barely move it and stuff like that. Or starting to move it in the cast. But it was, it was definitely kind of hard to do that, to do stuff with cast on.
And I'm sure that the time off kind of derailed you a little bit, and you weren't able to take any matches for a few months. Was it the most frustrating part not being able to get in there and wrestle, or was the most frustrating part trying to rehab the injury? I know rehabbing is never fun, and doing something like that when you're so young in your career had to be really frustrating for you.
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, you know, it takes time to get in the ring and stuff like that, which I have the patience for because, you know, I want to, you know, get in the ring and just perform the best I can for my fans. And it was really hard to do. Yeah, it was very frustrating because at the time I was kind of new at it because I started back in, you know, September is when I started wrestling. Then January 9th is when the wrist broke, and then it was really frustrating. But I just had to be patient for it to heal and make sure it healed properly so I can get back in the ring before my best.
Now, for those of you maybe listening that haven't seen you in action personally, how would you describe your wrestling style to someone that has yet to see your matches?
My wrestling style is something like, I try to follow Trish Stratus as that because I grew up watching her. Trish Stratus was like my idol for wrestling, and that's what she made me, you know, want to be a wrestler. So I kind of follow what she does. I do chick kicks. I do that pretty good. I do head scissors. I just, that style, I try to go follow in Trish Stratus' footsteps.
Definitely someone that is worth idolizing is Trish Stratus. Yeah. Is it difficult to emulate some of her moves? Is that something you work on in training, or is it something that just comes very naturally to you to see a move and emulate it?
Well, it depends. Like, when I first started it, like a chick kick, because I didn't know what kind of moves I wanted to learn to do in the ring. And I was thinking, you know, Trish Stratus, and I was like, chick kick. And then my friend's living room, Jamrock, we were sitting there, we were going, and we were going to go somewhere, and Matt was sitting there. I was like, hey, Matt, could you take a chick kick for me? And I took it, and he was like, yeah, that's pretty good, but just go out and in. I was like, so go out and in. He's like, yeah. So I went out and in, and it went perfect. And he was like, you should do that move in the ring. And it's been ever since there. But doing some of the moves will probably be, you know, hard to do. But, you know, it takes time to learn them. And I'm more than willing to learn them anytime.
We have a caller from the 403 area code. Caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, you're on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Who am I
speaking
to?
Hi, I just wanted to say that Canada loves Cameron O'Connor.
Hey, I think I know who this is. Yeah, you know how I mentioned earlier that I was in my friend in Calgary? This is her. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm listening to your show. So good luck.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye. She's a big fan.
Obviously, Cammy is very, very popular all over the North American continent, from Canada all the way down. Some guys saw many matches with you in him, and that is one theme that I picked up on right away, is you're very popular, especially with the younger wrestlers, and it didn't take you very long to become popular with wrestlers and with the fans. You have a legion of fans. How is it when you step into the ring and you look out and you see all these fans and they're so excited to see you, and you've only been wrestling a short time?
It was really exciting. Like the first time I ever showed up at SCW, when I jumped on Lana's back, as soon as I came out, I got a pop from the crowd, and that was just amazing how they did that. And every time I go out and they cheer my name and stuff like that, it's just amazing feeling. It's ain't no doubt about that.
And along with the fans, you've also become pretty popular with some of the wrestlers. We recently had two Fat Guys in Shorts on the show, and Fat Guy in Shorts member Josh Blaze described you as, and I quote, cute. And when the wrestlers describe you as cute, does that make you feel pretty good about yourself, or do you want to be taken a little more seriously than just being labeled as cute as far as the wrestlers go?
Well, the wrestlers, they really respect me enough. I mean, they're not just saying that I'm just cute just as a girl. I haven't heard anything about that, but I hear stuff like saying cute, she's, you know, as a wrestler. I don't want to be known as this little cute girl. I want to be known as a cute wrestler. And it really doesn't bug me that much that they call me cute. It really doesn't, because they respect me to a level where, you know, it's fine.
And obviously you have been gaining a lot of respect both from wrestlers and from the fans alike. Now, the one thing that has come up on this show in the last few weeks, and it's been affecting not only our show here, but it's been affecting wrestling all over the Pacific Northwest, and that's the at least temporarily disbandment of wrestling for women in SCW, which is probably considered your home promotion.
Yeah.
How did Cammy O'Connor feel when she heard that there's no more women's wrestling in Paulsbo?
My heart dropped. When I heard about that, it dropped, because I was like, oh my gosh, because this is going to be not good. I mean, because it's horrible that that had to happen, but I am willing to work my ass off to get this division back up and running. I don't care what it takes, because I'm there to represent for SCW and for fellow women that you can wrestle and you can be who you want to be and you can grow up and you don't have to, you know, think about, oh, hey, I don't want to be this because someone might think different at me. That doesn't matter. So I'm out there to get that division back up and running, and I will do that.
And the fans, I'm sure, want to see you wrestle in matches again for SCW. You, of course, were a former SCW Women's Champion, and I'm sure that made you feel very proud that in just a few months of wrestling, you were able to capture such a prestigious title.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. It was definitely amazing. I was wondering why Buddha was calling me out. I'm like, why is he calling me out? And then that's why, because he gave me the title. I thought that was really cool. It was really exciting.
Another thing that happened right around that same time frame, you were the only female competitor in an SCW Battle Royal, which was to determine the first Sovereign Champion. You did not win the Battle Royal, but you lasted pretty long. You lasted a lot longer than a good number of the men competitors. How was it wrestling in a battle royal where you were the only women in the match and you were fighting in there with about 15 men?
It was awesome. I mean, I was kind of nervous at first, to be honest, because, you know, some of them are like, you know, a little bit, you know, muscular in me, but I just went out there and gave it my all, even though I didn't win, which is okay. There's always next time. But it felt amazing that I was, after getting in the ring, I'm just like, hey, this isn't so bad. And I just went out and got it, went out and did it.
I'm sure that wrestling men is something that you would be able to excel at, just seeing your style and how fluid you are in the ring. Have you ever considered, since the women's division has been disbanded, going after perhaps the Sovereign Championship or even the SCW Championship itself, held by Aaron Bolo currently?
Yeah, I would definitely go, even though Aaron Bolo will probably beat me hands down, because he's a better wrestler than I am, but which is okay, I admit that, but I would love to go after another title, hands down.
Now, in SCW, at the last show they had at the Powwow Field, you, of course, were not wrestling since the women's division is disbanded, but you were a special guest referee in a tag team championship match. Was refereeing something that you found yourself enjoying?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as long as I'm in the ring, no matter what I'm doing, I don't really mind doing it. And reffing is, I think it's pretty cool too. I mean, I don't always have to wrestle. I know that. Reffing is awesome to do. I don't mind doing it. I love it too.
And of course, you were in there with some very large men. Iron Buddha and Marion Gang wrestled the Toll Brothers, Holstoll and Brutal. Of course, yourself, a little bit on the smaller side. How was it being in there with such large men, and it was even a no disqualification match, and it was a pretty brutal affair from what Sun Guy recalls. He lost his two fat guys in shorts fanatic sign during the melee, and there was nothing anyone could do, of course, because there was no DQ. Was it pretty scary being in the midst of all that?
It wasn't, because I know that I won't let him push me around like that, and I'll set up, especially with Holstoll. I won't let him push me around, and that shows, you know, small but mighty kind of thing. I may be small, but, you know, I'm tough, and I'm not going to let some big wrestler, you know, throw me down on the ground. So it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that scary.
Oh, well, we're glad to hear it. And also on that same card, it was announced that Kellen Race signed a 2-year contract extension with the company, and in the fine print in his contract, it states that Annie Richards is his permanent special guest referee, meaning that for all of his matches, she will referee on a permanent basis. Do you see yourself maybe challenging Annie Richards to seeing who is the best referee out of the two of you, have female ref versus female ref?
Yeah, I'll be willing to, you know, challenge that and show that, you know, she doesn't have to be there for her man there. Because, you know, it's not all about winning, but it's all, you know, you can't be cheating like that. That is not cool, especially to someone who loses because of a cheater, because of Annie Richards not counting properly like she did last time, didn't do last time. So I would definitely challenge her anytime.
Also over at SCW, you've been tag-teaming a little bit with J.D. Mason, who's improved tremendously in the few short years he's been wrestling. Is he someone that's been taking you under his wing and showing you some moves in the ring and helping you on your technique?
Yeah. There's actually a lot of wrestlers that want me to train with them. I mean, not like a big group, but like a couple people here and there. And J.D. Mason is one of them. And I'm willing to get any kind of training, you know, because I'm always willing to learn more to help my performance in the ring. So if J.D. Mason, you know, would want me to, you know, train with him, which he does, I'll find the time to do it, and we'll go in the ring, and, you know, and he will show me his techniques, and I can even show him mine, you know. I'll be willing to do that with him.
Who are some of the wrestlers, be it in SCW or TCW or any other promotion here in the Pacific Northwest, that you like to watch from the standpoint of a wrestler who's still trying to learn their craft and improve?
I have to say, it's more of the experienced people. Like Bolo, I love watching Aaron Bolo wrestle, Azul Angel. I even like to watch Casey Spinelli wrestle. I mean, because it's, you know, you learn different things from different people, and I would like to watch them and see them improve as well.
Speaking of Casey Spinelli, she was involved in a 3-way match, which was ultimately the last women's match that SCW officially recognized. You were in there with her as well. Did you come away from that match having learned something from Casey Spinelli that night?
Yeah, don't let her slap you, because she would leave you like this big, giant, hickey-looking thing on my chest, but it was just okay. But, I learned that, you know, the powerbomb, when she powerbombed me, that hurt like a bitch, but it was something that I have never done before, and, you know, her and I are cool, and I would love to learn that powerbomb from her, because she did it pretty good, and even though it hurt really bad, but I would love to learn that.
Now, is there anyone, as far as the women wrestlers go, that you really enjoy watching and learning from as far as being in the back and observing them? You mentioned Arabolo on the men's side. Is there any of the women?
Lila Lodge, she's a really good wrestler, I think, personally. Even though we have our disputes every now and then, but I think she's a really good wrestler, and she'll be a good person to, you know, to learn from if you want to try wrestling and stuff like that. And, of course, Casey Spinelli as well. But Lila Lodge would be the other one as well.
Now, we've seen you in TCW. We've seen you in SCW. You mentioned taking some bookings down in Oregon. Is there anywhere in the Pacific Northwest or even around the country, perhaps even into Canada, that you would like to try your hand out pretty soon and see if you could possibly make your way out into other territories?
Oh, yeah, definitely. ECCW in Canada, that Casey Spinelli wrestles a lot. I would like to go in there and wrestle, too. That would be awesome. And all over the country, I wouldn't mind, you know, going down to, like, California and wrestle and stuff like that if there's any wrestling divisions. You know, I wouldn't mind wrestling everywhere. That would be really, really sweet to just go out and wrestle throughout the country. That would be amazing to go do.
Now, over the years, there's been a lot of all-women's wrestling promotions. They've had everywhere from the comical side, such as GLOW, to pretty serious groups such as POW and Shimmer. Do you ever see yourself possibly trying to get into one of these groups that are established now, such as Shimmer?
Yeah, definitely. It might take me a while, but I'll definitely get there.
What would you say your ultimate goal is as far as your career? Where would you like to be, say, a year from now, 5 years from now?
A year from now, I'd like to be in more promotions, definitely. A little out of time, but I would definitely like to be in more promotions than I am now. And 5 years, hopefully make it in the WWE, because that would be really cool.
Do you see yourself being on the SmackDown side of things or the Raw side of things, or would it matter to you?
I wouldn't really matter. As long as I'm doing it as a career with my fans, I'll be don't really matter.
Of course, there's a lot of great women wrestling in WWE. There's people such as Jillian Hall, Michelle McCool. There's even people like Beth Phoenix that are way different than the other typical women styles you see from WWE. Are there people there currently that you look to and you think that they're the ones to watch right now and you should be emulating what they do in order to make your WWE dream come true?
Well, if I don't know what happened to Beth Phoenix, but after a while, I started liking her. I was like, she's really cool. She has really good technique and style in the ring. And I started watching her for quite a while, and then she just, like, disappeared. I don't know what happened to her. But I really don't in particularly watch anybody now, because I like to watch everybody in the ring to see what, like I say, you learn from different people. And I'm still trying to, ever since whatever happened to Beth, I'm still trying to pick and see who I'm really going to study now. So I'm still in that determination right there.
All right. And right now I want to hand things over to our co-host, QT Vokes, who's been anxiously awaiting asking you some questions. Take it away, QT.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Tammy, are you on tomorrow's TCW card?
Unfortunately, I am not.
Oh, okay. Could you tell our listeners when your next event will be?
JD Mason wants me to go down to a promotion in Oregon, which will be on the 23rd of October. I do not remember which one that's called, but it's down there.
That's Blue Collar Wrestling.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that one. And then after that, the following Saturday will be the 30th, will be SCW again.
Oh, okay. I think that Blue Collar Wrestling has a Halloween costume segment down there. Will you have time to sport a Halloween costume? Probably not if you're wrestling.
Yeah, probably not. Well, I have one ordering. I want to be Hit Girl from Kick-Ass, and it got sold out really fast, so I have one hopefully going to be sent here soon. So hopefully I can get that costume for Blue Collar. If not, I'll probably have it on the SCW.
Yeah, I don't think that Marion Dean would be in a costume. Now, Tammy, the O'Connor name is Irish. Have you ever been to Ireland?
Unfortunately, no. I haven't. I would love to go. I got my passport, and I'm ready to go whenever I have vacation time and get a ticket. But I would love to go to Ireland one of these days. It would be cool.
Is wrestling pretty big over in Ireland?
I don't think it is. I think they have different sports that they do. But I'm not quite sure if wrestling is really famous over there or not. And I haven't heard anything, you know. I even researched it myself to see if there's anything, but I didn't really find anything that's with wrestling. I just found soccer and stuff.
Yeah, I think the closest thing we have to Irish wrestling in the United States is Sheamus.
Hey, I like Sheamus.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, he's...
Did you wrestle in high school?
No, I did not. I actually graduated from a local school. It's in Elma. It's called Merriam Knight High School. It was a small school. It was a public school, and we didn't really have that much sports besides football, basketball, volleyball, and track. We didn't even have softball, so I didn't get to wrestle like I would like to in high school.
What other sports did you do then?
Well, I tried to play
football.
Did you go out
for track?
No, I didn't go off on track. Track wasn't really my thing. I actually tried to go out for football, but, women have to have different kind of shoulder pads, and I couldn't afford it. So I just stuck with volleyball for those 4 years of high school and basketball. I played basketball for, 3 years.
Oh, okay. What position in basketball did you play?
I was in post.
Oh, okay. All right. Can you give us some of your stats?
I really sucked at it, to be honest. I was in varsity 1 year, and that was my senior year. But I didn't really play that much because, like I said, it was a small school, so we didn't even have enough for a JV team. So we kind of had to merge into varsity, and I didn't really play that much. Last year I didn't play that 1 year. I think it was freshman I didn't play in. But I did score a few scores. Probably, let's just say, probably 12 points throughout my high school. I didn't play that much, though.
Oh, okay. All right. That's interesting. Did you have any brothers help you out in wrestling?
Actually, my brother, he was the one who got me started in wrestling. Because in about 2000, 2001, he started watching wrestling, and I was wondering why he always wanted a TV on Monday nights to watch Raw. And I'm like, what is this? And he told me about it, and that's how we kind of bonded, was when we just sit down and watch TV. And he was at my high school for the first year, and then he kind of went to Elma High School, which is a way bigger school, but he didn't really help me on anything wrestling wise. He just introduced me to wrestling is what he did.
Okay. That's a very important factor. Very important. Can you describe to our listeners your finishing move?
I try to do the chick kick. It's what I try to do as a finisher move. I don't really have a particular one yet, but I, do the chick kick is really what gets them sometimes.
Oh, okay. Now, we at Turnbuckle Turmoil have determined that the Looney Tunes character you most emulate is the Tasmanian Devil. Do you agree?
Totally. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to turn it over to another of our staff, JD. JD, do you have any questions for this lady?
Yeah, I sure do, QT. Hi, Cameron, and welcome to our show.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Good. I thought that was just wonderful, the story of you and your brother. I mean, we do have those bonding experiences that are they're priceless.
Definitely.
Who were some of the people that helped you out early on in wrestling training or showing you the ropes of, say, locker room etiquette?
Sunny Days was one of them. Sunny Days was one of the ones that showed me the moves, and she's really easy to work with, and I know I love learning stuff from her, and Azul Angel was one of them. He's the one who kind of taught me the chick kick kind of thing. So those are the two wrestlers that kind of helped me. And of course, there's a couple of like the trainers, Christina and stuff like that. They definitely helped me. I guess I've begun in her ring, Christina's ring. So those are the trainer and wrestler that really helped me so far.
Oh, great. Two really great wrestlers, fun to watch and electric in any venue they step into.
Yeah.
So what were some of the things that you had to do to show promoters and people you worked with that you were ready to step into the ring for the first time?
I had to show my dedication and my strength mainly, but my dedication is what people look for, is what promoters look for, is dedication and, you know, skills is what they also look for. So I just, you know, like I said, I perform my best and to get a booking, and if I don't, I'll move on, you know, to the next one, or I can try again later kind of thing. So it'll be dedication and strength.
Okay, and these were two things that you'd tell others who are interested in getting into wrestling to show that they're definitely plugged in, show up early, help out, and things like that.
Yeah, set up the ring, do ring crew and stuff like that, and yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, going back to your first match, can you recount that time for our listeners?
It was almost a year ago. The first match I've ever done was with Sunny Days and I, tag team against Lila Lodge and Black Velvet. I believe that was our first match, and I honestly can't remember that one. It was so far back. We actually had a couple of matches with Sunny Days and I teamed up against Lila and Black Velvet. It was a couple of shows that we did. I also teamed up with Triple D as well, and that was a pretty good match. And I have to say my very first one is with Sunny Days, tag teaming against her.
Okay. The first few years that one gets into any business, it doesn't matter if it's wrestling or any other business, they really have to focus on fundamentals and develop a really solid foundation. What are some of the things you've focused on thus far to become a better professional wrestler?
I focus on like how my moves were, because moves have to be performed good, right, in order, you know, to make them look good. So I try to record myself when I'm doing it so I can rewind back or ask someone else watch me who's more experienced, like Aaron Bolo or Azul Angel, and I'd be like, did I do this right? Be honest, you know, kind of thing. So my focus is to, like, make sure I'm doing it right so it can look good, definitely.
Great. And you get a chance to look at some tape every now and then?
Yeah. I don't have a video camera right now, but that's fans that posted on my wall and stuff like that on Facebook. They do that, and especially Emily and John, they always post videos on their page. So I watch myself and, of course, of others and see. I like to study myself and other wrestlers and see if I can improve. What I did wrong, what I didn't do. And...
Right. Emily and John, two of our greatest people out there, man. Absolutely,
yeah.
Love them.
Oh, yeah, same here. They're always at every show. They're amazing people. I like to hang out with them.
Okay, I'm going to go into word association. Sign Guy usually does this, and we bring up workers' names, sometimes organizations' names, and have you comment, say a few words on either or. Think you're ready for this?
Yeah, let's try it.
Let's try it, okay. Number one name, Josh Blaze.
Josh Blaze. He's getting up there. You know, he's still new, but he's getting up there, and I think he'll do good in the ring.
Okay, and I'm gonna hit his tag team partner up here, Alex Hawk.
Yeah, like same thing. You know, a lot of people like the two fat guys in shorts. That's like a thing that people like, and you know, I think they'll, you know, their fans kind of boo them, but he's getting up there with his partner.
Hey, at Turnbuckle and Sign Guys show, we're fanatics for fat guys in shorts, definitely. Now, someone I don't like, but unfortunately he's been an acquaintance of theirs, someone who's guided him along, Super Agent Bobby Steele.
Actually, never Super Agent Bobby Steele.
Yes.
I've actually never seen him wrestle, to be honest.
He's been managing him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't know him to really say anything about him.
Well, let me tell you something. Troublemaker from the word get-go, okay?
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. Okay, Jamrock.
Jamrock, she's a good person. She's definitely an awesome chick to hang out with.
Great. And a guy some people think is really scary, Haas Toll.
Haas Toll. He's the one, yeah, I've watched him study before. I was studying him before. I think he is a good wrestler. He does do dirty moves every now and then. Like in the Battle Royale, he did eye rake me. That wasn't cool, but it's okay though. But I think he's a really good wrestler.
Okay. Now we employed the services of somebody to come in and arm wrestle one of the women for charity a while back, one budget deficit, and this person whipped his rear. And our hats are off to her, Annie Richards.
Oh really? Yeah. She's new. I actually started a little bit before her, but she, you know, we have our feuds, and she likes to cheat with her little boy toy there. But she, if she focuses and get dedication, I think she'll be a good opponent to come up with to wrestle with. I think she'll be really good to be in the ring with. Definitely.
Now, do you feel she needs to come over from the dark side, maybe?
Yeah, get away from that little Kellen Rath dude, yeah, because,
okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay, Sunny Days.
Oh, Sunny Days is, she's amazing. I love that girl. She came out, she made my new outfit, because I got a new gimmick now, and she made it, and she is an awesome person to wrestle with, because I wrestled with her before. She's an amazing wrestler. She's awesome.
Great. We couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Spinelli.
Again, another awesome wrestler. Even though she broke my wrist, but it was kind of my fault because I didn't move my hand. But I'm not going to, you know, punish her for that. She's an awesome wrestler as well. Fun to wrestle with in the ring.
We definitely concur. Things happen, but we're sorry about your wrist. When that happened, we were cringing. We were in attendance that evening.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, it's okay though, but it's doing better now.
Okay. And last but not least, someone you've had feuds with, you've worked with, Lila Lodge.
Yeah, she's, we do have our disputes, but she is a good wrestler. I honestly think she's really good. Like I said, she could be mean sometimes, but she's a really good wrestler.
Again, on her wrestling, we absolutely agree. Okay, Cameron O'Connor gets the book for a night, and she's told she can book her own dream match. Who do you book to wrestle you, and why?
Is it one of the wrestlers around here, or is it any wrestler, like, wrestling-wise?
It can be any wrestler anywhere.
I would probably want to wrestle Trish Stratus. Even if she'll probably kick my ass, but I would love to have a dream match with Trish Stratus. That would be amazing.
And why would that be?
Because I want to perform the chick kick on her, and she'll probably know that's coming. But I would like to, because to see what, of course, to record it and see what I, you know, to help myself improve. And if I do, and if, say, if we win against, like, a professional wrestler, that would, you know, make me feel good, and I think that'd be really cool. And then we can, like, you know, just wrestle it out. That'd be really awesome.
Cool. Well, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been involved in different types of matches. What's your favorite type of match to be involved with?
I like to be in a tag team match. If not, of course, a battle royale. That was pretty fun. But either a tag team or a battle royale. And I would, honestly wouldn't mind doing a hardcore match. I would love to do a hardcore match, which I haven't done yet, but.
Would you ever like to do a 2 out of 3 fall match?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. That takes a lot more work, I think.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. But I have the dedication and the and the strength and the stamina to do that.
And we don't doubt that one bit. So, okay, now, do you feel the majority of the people breaking into professional wrestling today respect pro wrestlers whose efforts brought international attention upon the business? So like the Hulk Hogans, the Ric Flairs, the Trish Stratuses, the...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of the professional people probably aspire every single one of these wrestlers around here. Just like Trish Stratus has inspired me, and I know that Sunny Days, Lita inspired her. So it's just these bigger people, the more experienced people are aspiring us, future wrestlers. And I think it's a big effect on the business today. Definitely.
Okay. Okay, now another kind of a question along the same line as you having the book and being able to book your own match. Now, if you could wrestle anyone from the history of wrestling, so you could reanimate them and wrestle them, who would you want to wrestle most?
Probably, I grew up watching The Rock. I would love to wrestle with The Rock, definitely.
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. That would be really cool.
Okay, a fair number of wrestlers now are crossing over into MMA. Have you considered this? Do you have any aspirations to pursue mixed martial arts? Or?
Like you said, a lot of wrestlers are going over to MMA or training for it. I don't think I'm going to cross that line because I do like to wrestle in a ring and stuff like that. I could go over one of these days. I might actually find inspiration in MMA, but as of right now, I do not.
Okay. I wouldn't want to get into MMA either. Well,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to get into wrestling, though, either. I respect that. To be good for the business, what does a professional wrestler need to be?
They need to be, of course, they need to be, have. They need to have dedication and inspiration and stuff like that, because you can't just be a wrestler just to, like, show off, because, one, you'll probably injure yourself like a dummy. Two, it won't look good. So I think the person needs to be who they want to be, kind of thing, and just go out there and have dedication and all in all, just have fun.
Keep your ears open, listen to the veterans, and...
Mm-hmm, yeah, and just take all the, respect, of course. You got to have respect in a business because you will get nowhere without respect. That's, like, the first thing.
Absolutely. On the topic of respect, how important is the handshake in the locker room?
I think it's really important because it shows sportsmanship, and if you show sportsmanship and respect, it's going to come out to be a good match. And like I said, you'll get somewhere. So by handshake in the locker room, I think that's a lot of respect because it shows good sportsmanship. Even though you guys feud and stuff like that, I think it's really respectful.
Agreed. 10 years from now, where do you see yourself being involved in professional wrestling in some capacity?
Yeah, definitely. It don't matter. Definitely. It doesn't matter what it is, really, as long as professionally it's in the ring, wrestling in front of those thousands and thousands of fans. Yeah, definitely see that in 10 years.
So you've got it in your blood enough to possibly take this as far as it'll go?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. Okay, now, how would a promoter wanting to book you get in touch with you, Cameron O'Connor?
They can. I usually don't give out my cell phone, but if they want to get a hold of me, they can definitely on Facebook. Just look up Cameron O'Connor and then just message me, and then I'll give you your cell phone number or my cell phone number, and then you just text, or I can give you my email. I can get a hold of me on Facebook.
Okay. And can fans get in touch with you the same way?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of fans who message me on Facebook and stuff like that, and they can definitely message me or add me as a friend, definitely.
Okay, and do you have a Twitter account?
I do not, unfortunately. I have a MySpace and a Facebook. That's about it.
Okay. We have a Twitter account we don't use.
You don't use it?
No, we don't use it. Which it's weird for a show not to use a Twitter account, isn't it?
I know, right?
But we don't. We don't. But anyway, thank you so much for talking with me and talking with the people out there, more importantly, that are listening today or will be listening on archive. And I wish you the best of luck. Look forward to seeing you in FCW on the 30th.
Yes, yes.
And also back in TCW as soon as you get there and possibly Blue Collar.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
Cammy, I got a quick couple questions for you, maybe to finishing up the show. Now, there's a top 10 wrestling list that is published weekly by Turnbuckle Turmoil, and you were recently ranked at number 5 and at number 8. Do you think you should have been ranked higher than that? One of your rankings was for a good job you did at reffing at the SCW event.
Oh, really? And what number was that one?
I think that was number 5.
Oh, was it? Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's a good, I don't expect to be number 1, because to be honest, I'm still new at this, and there's a lot to learn for wrestling. So number 5 is actually pretty good for being 1 year in the business.
Well, if you look at the past publishing of those rankings, you know, we've had Dash Venture at number 6, we've had the name brands at number 5, we've had El Vagabundo at number 4, we've had Lila Lodge at number 2, we've had the NWWA Tag Team Champs of the Muzzadine at number 1. This top 10 wrestling list has really created a lot of controversy, kind of like the BCS rankings for college football. We would welcome your opinion on these rankings. Ethan HD had commented, so we're getting a lot of input from the wrestlers. So,
yeah, for just rating the wrestlers?
Yes. It comes on Turnbuckle Turmoil's My Blog space, or My Blog, under their My Blog, yes.
Yeah, well,
their
MySpace
page, yes.
Oh, your MySpace page? Yeah, I
got
to look that up, because I heard about your guys' rankings, but I never knew where to find it. But my comment on the rankings, I think it's actually a good idea, because it shows that, because most people see themselves on a list, and they'll be like, dude, I made it in the top 10. My next goal is to make it to number 9, and then number 8, and then all the way up to number 1. And I think it's a good like a good motivation for the wrestlers to be on that top 10. So I think it's a really good idea for you guys to do that.
Yeah, if you take a look at October 5th ranking, you were number 8, and above you at number 9 was the Moonlight Tribe, and then at number 7 was the dance team of Colt Bishop and Lila Lodge for showing off their dance steps. So you were right there.
Yeah. I was hurt. I was told I was in a ranking, and actually Paul told me that I was in a ranking, and I was like, really? I never heard that, because I don't get word that it was, and I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, and JD, I'm just getting word that my wrestling sources in New Delhi, India, have informed me that Budget Death Site will now be known as the Tripod of Sexiness.
Tripod of Sexiness?
Yes. Well,
JD goes on the record right now as being utterly at a loss for words.
Some guy is speechless, and he never does that.
Oh, and at this time, I'd like to say good luck to our super fan, Mike Matola. He was involved in some type of a traffic accident, and he's been a very good fan of yours, Cammy. That's Mike Matola.
Yeah, I wish him the best recovery. That's not good. To definitely wish him the best recovery right there.
Yes, but he also better watch his step, or the Tripod of Sexiness might be coming after him. Anyway, one last question. Would you ever put yourself in a loser gets her hair shaved match?
Probably, I don't know, because I like the, you know, I like my hair now, but if somebody challenged me, yeah, I'll do it. I'm not afraid to back down. I won't back down. If someone challenged me, I will be. I would definitely do it.
Yeah, okay. I think also a Budget Deficit would also be in an arm wrestling contest. Loser loses his hair, but he's pretty much balding right now. And I digress. Sangai, do you have any questions for this talented wrestler?
I do have a few more questions. Thank you, QT. Now, Cammy, of course, you made your referee debut recently for STW. And on this show, we've had tremendous referees as guests, such as Dave Barnett from Hoosier Pro Wrestling. We've had Jason Harding, who's refereed for Ring of Honor, Dragon Gate, Dragon Gate Japan. Who do you watch as far as referees go in order to try to learn your craft and become better as a referee until the women's division gets restarted?
Well, I usually watch the refs, like on WWE. I don't really study the refs here around the business here, but I usually watch the professionals. That's kind of where I got it, because when I was little, my brother introduced me to wrestling. Not only did I watch the wrestlers, but I would watch the refs as well, and that's what I still do today. Because when WWE Raw just came to Seattle, I actually went up there with a couple other wrestlers, and I was watching the wrestlers and the refs, because I knew I'm probably going to be reffing in the future. So, just, you know, I just studied them while I was sitting there watching.
Now, is there anyone out there in the independent circuit that has given you advice as far as refereeing? I know there's a lot of great referees on the independent circuit. Dave Barnett, we mentioned, out in the Midwest. We've had the whole reffing show in SCW. Robert Mitchell has been on the show up in Canada. Who has given you advice as far as the region we're in right now?
Actually, no one has, to be honest, none of those wrestlers have mentioned anything to me. But if they do, I'm not going to, like, turn away and be like, whatever kind of thing. I'm not going to be like that. I'll be glad to get any kind of skill, because I said it will help me in the ring, definitely. But as of right now, they have not.
Now, as far as wrestling goes, you've mentioned several people that's given you advice. Do you ever seek out advice in the locker room? Have you had the chance to sit down with someone that's been around for several years, a really solid veteran, maybe someone that's even been with a national promotion, and get their input as far as what it's going to take for you to get to the next level?
I haven't really sit down and talked to anybody. I try to at shows, but everyone's, you know, worried. Not worried, but everyone's running around, you know, trying to make sure it would be a good show and focus. You know, I don't want to disturb people when they're in focus. But if someone wants to sit down with me and talk to me and, you know, tell me what I can do better, I would definitely do that in a heartbeat.
I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that is looking to get into the business at some point. We have a lot of young fans that listen to this show. What advice would you give to someone that's really young right now that in a couple, 3, 4, 5 years from now would like to get into the business themselves?
Yeah, my word of advice is just, like I said, be who you want to be. If you want to be a wrestler, go out and do it and work. Don't be lazy at it. Don't be slacking. Just try your hardest. Try your hardest, and you got to have dedication and love and passion for this business if you want to be in it. So, and don't let no one stop you. If someone say, you know, you can't do that, just be like, I be who I want to be. I'm going to go out there and do it.
All right, another thing that some guys noticed from the very start of your career, when he very first started you, is that you're in phenomenal shape. You're just one of the best in-shape female performers I've ever seen on any level. What do you do in a given week to maintain that tremendous physique that you have?
I've always been skinny my whole life, so I really, you know, really didn't do anything to stay in the shape. It was just kind of how I was built. I mean, I do still work out. I just started working back out before the Raven show and stuff like that. But, of course, I couldn't do it. I was limited when I broke my wrist. But after I started getting strength, I started working back out again. I just, you know, go to the gym, work out, and I even go for walks and stuff like that. I just do, and I eat healthy. That's the main thing, is you eat healthy, like steaks and salads, and don't eat junk food and stuff like that. I just pretty much eat healthy and work out.
As far as diets go, what advice would you give to someone that's looking to get into wrestling shape, possibly, or just in better shape in general?
Better shape. It's, of course, eat salads, but kind of watch, like, your carbs and stuff like that. It's definitely one of those things. You kind of stay away from junk food, like cake and candy and stuff like that. And, you know, it's okay to eat every now and then for, like, junk food-wise, but if you're eating it, like, every day or Pepsi or Pop or something like that, water and salads, I think, is a good thing. Cause that's what I eat is, you know, I try to drink a lot of water, eat a lot of salads, and even steak because it has protein or beef jerky. It's the healthy stuff.
All right, and we just got a question up on our Facebook for you. And Dave wants to know, where in the U.S. would you want to work?
Want to work? Where?
As far as wrestling.
Probably, I would like to probably do it everywhere, but the main spot will probably be down in California or maybe even in Minnesota.
And do you know of any promotions in specific that you'd like to try either in California or Minnesota, or are those regions just appealing to you?
Well, I haven't found anything in Minnesota or anything around that area in, like, Illinois or anything like that. But I know there's a couple of promotions down in California. I was looking them up not too long ago, but I honestly don't remember what they were called. But there's some in, like, San Diego and stuff like that, and I would love to wrestle down there.
Now, of course, there's a lot of wrestling up in Canada as well, and you mentioned you have friends up there. Is Canada a goal of yours to get up there? We mentioned ECCW, but Canada, of course, a big country. Are there other areas of that country you'd like to visit?
Well, I just came back in Calgary because, like I said, my best friend is up there in Calgary. So I would like to go wrestle up there. I didn't see any, like, promotions up there. Besides, you know, Lance Storm has this thing up there, and I thought about going up there and going to his school. But promotion-wise, I don't know besides ECCW. But I'm still trying to look and see if there's anything in Calgary, around that area.
So we have a caller from the 325 area code. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, it's your older brother. I got a question for you.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Wondering if you're ever going to throw a show for the troops. You interested in something like that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I would love to.
All right, cool. Just wanted to say congrats. I'm listening to your show here. And one more question. You going to come down for Thanksgiving or not?
I'm trying to make it down that way, too. I would love to make
it
down there. Yeah.
Sounds good. Fantastic.
I didn't know you were listening. That's awesome.
Yep. All right, kiddo. Love you, and take it easy.
All right. Love you, too.
Hey, caller, are you still on?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Earlier in the show, we said that Turnbuckle Turmoil agreed that the Looney Tune character that your sister most characterized was the Tasmanian Devil. Would you agree with that?
Actually, I started listening on that question, and I would agree. She was a little crazy when she was younger, and it's not getting any more controlled. So, yeah, I'd definitely say she's the Tasmanian Devil.
Wow, okay, all right, because Ethan HD was assigned Foghorn Leghorn. So I don't think Cammy could fit Foghorn Leghorn. Maybe so, though.
That's funny.
With Tasmania Devil. Okay.
Yeah, that looks like everybody agrees with that.
Okay. Well, Cammy, we thank you for coming on the show.
All right,
we've got to wrap it up now. So we wish you good luck in your future matches, and take a look at those top 10. Feel free to comment, and we wish your training to go well.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. It's been fun. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you.
All right. You guys take care.
You too,
Cammy.
Right,
thank you, Cammy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, that will wrap up another Turnbuckle Turmoil Sign Guy show. Thank you, JD. Thank you, Sign Guy.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, 2T.
I am taking us out.